Why this works. Nikujaga is a canonical Japanese mimono, simmered dish, and it is also a lesson in flavor layering with dashi, soy, mirin, and sugar, the four element system that underlies most Japanese cooking. The sweetness balance is the central variable. Mirin and sugar both add sweetness, but they are not interchangeable. Mirin is a fermented rice wine sweetener with residual amino acids and a slightly viscous body. It contributes gloss and a layered sweetness with a low off note. Sugar adds direct sucrose sweetness and also drives Maillard browning at higher temperatures. In Nikujaga, both are present. The mirin rounds the broth while the sugar deepens it. A dish made with only mirin will taste light and delicate. Only sugar will taste blunt and sharp. The combination gives the broth its characteristic body. The dashi underneath all of it is doing more than adding moisture. Dashi is glutamate rich, from both the kombu and the katsuobushi, and glutamate amplifies the perception of savory flavors through umami. The soy sauce adds its own glutamate load. Together, the dashi and soy create a broth that tastes much deeper than its components suggest. The otoshibuta, drop lid, is the practical secret of most Japanese mimono. It keeps a small volume of liquid in contact with the surface of each ingredient by gentle pressure, without the agitation of a bubbling full boil. The potatoes simmer evenly, absorb the broth as they cook, and stay in large pieces, rather than breaking apart. Common mistakes: boiling rather than simmering. Target bare simmer, you should hear it murmuring, see barely any bubbles, about 85 degrees Celsius. Why it matters? A hard boil breaks the potato cells into starch clouds, cloudy broth, and toughens the thin beef into stringy fibers. Both errors are irreversible. What to do? Once the broth comes to a boil, immediately drop heat to the lowest setting. Use a heat diffuser if your stove won't go low enough. Workarounds. Already cloudy? You can't fully recover, but pulling fully cooked potato out and reducing the broth uncovered may concentrate flavor. For dinner party staging, transfer to a 130 degrees Celsius oven after the initial boil. Most stable temperature control. Skipping the otoshibuta, drop lid. Target, use a wooden, silicone, or improvised foil drop lid that sits directly on the ingredients. Why it matters? Nikujaga uses a thin layer of liquid, only enough to come halfway up the potatoes. Without the drop lid, the top of the ingredients dry out, and the broth needs to be doubled, diluting the flavor. The drop lid keeps everything in liquid contact without stirring. What to do? Cut a parchment circle slightly smaller than the pot, with a small hole in the center to release steam. Lay directly on top of the ingredients. Workarounds? No drop lid? A small ceramic plate that fits inside the pot works? Tear off a sheet of aluminum foil. Crumple, smooth out, fit to pot. Adding all the beef at the start. Target, brief sear at the start, 1 minute. Remove, return for the last 5 minutes of cooking. Why it matters? Beef sliced thin for Nikujaga, about 2 millimeters, is fully cooked in 60 seconds of contact with broth. 30 minutes of simmering makes it tough, dry, and flavor leach. What to do? Sear, remove, cook vegetables, add beef back at the midpoint or end. Workarounds. For deep flavored beef, marinate the seared beef in 1 tablespoon soy sauce plus 1 teaspoon mirin while the vegetables cook. Pre-seasons it. Under-seasoning the broth. Target. Broth tastes assertively sweet savory when sampled alone. It will mellow when combined with the neutral potatoes. Why it matters. Potatoes absorb seasoning. A broth that tastes right in the pot will taste bland once it's diluted by the volume of potatoes. Always season slightly stronger than your target. What to do? Standard ratio. Dashi 200 milliliters, plus soy sauce 2 tablespoons, plus mirin 2 tablespoons, plus sake 1 tablespoon, plus sugar 1 tablespoon. Taste. It should be on the sweet aggressive side. Workarounds. Bland finished dish? Make a small batch of stronger broth, pour over portions when serving. For deeper savory, use beef bone dashi. Boil beef bones for 30 minutes instead of pure dashi. Wrong potato. Target starchy potatoes. Danshaku, Japanese. Russet, US. King Edward, UK. Why it matters. Nikujaga's signature is potatoes that have absorbed the broth deeply and turned almost creamy at the center, but still hold their shape. Waxy potatoes, Yukon Gold, Maris Piper, don't absorb broth as well and stay too firm. Starchy potatoes give the right balance. What to do? Cut into bite-sized chunks, 3 cm cubes, trim sharp edges, mentori, to prevent crumbling during simmering. Workarounds. Mentori edge trimming is traditional, gives a more elegant presentation, and prevents the corners from breaking off. Onions cut too small. Target. Onions cut into wedges. 8 wedges per onion, not diced. Why it matters. Diced onions dissolve into the broth and disappear. Wedges retain their identity, develop sweetness through caramelization, and add textural variation. What to do? Cut from root to top in 8 wedges. Don't separate the layers, leave attached at the root. Workarounds: for smaller onions, 6 wedges work too. What to look for? Sear brief light color on the beef, not deep brown, just enough to seal and render. Onion caramelization: light gold on the cut face. Add sweetness, do not push to dark. Simmering: barely visible bubbles at the surface, not boiling, not still. Potato done. Chopstick passes through without resistance. Takes 20 to 25 minutes at low simmer. Broth: deep amber, sweet and savory together, coating the spoon lightly. Chef's view: Nikujaga is often described as one of Japan's home cooking dishes, the kind that every family makes slightly differently. The Yokosuka Navy story claims the dish was invented by naval cook Togo Heihachiro, trying to reproduce the British beef stew he had eaten in the 1870s. The story is almost certainly apocryphal, but it points to something real. Nikujaga occupies the structural space that a European braise or stew occupies in Western cooking, a complete meal built from protein, starch, and aromatic in a flavored liquid. The ratio of soy sauce to sugar is the most personal variable in the recipe. This recipe uses 1-to-1 by volume, 3 tablespoons soy, 1.5 tablespoons sugar, which sits at the sweeter end of the savory spectrum. For a more assertive, less sweet version, reduce the sugar to 1 tablespoon and increase the soy to 4 tablespoons. Neither is more authentic. They are regional preferences. Chef test notes: tested with both waxy and floury potato varieties. Waxy potatoes, like May Queen or Fingerling, held their shape and absorbed the broth well. Floury potatoes dissolved at the edges, creating a starchy haze in the broth, which some recipes actually prize for its body-giving effect. The choice is textural preference. Waxy is more photogenic. Floury gives a thicker, richer broth.